So, Michael, how does one Google for a song that has the word green in it? Just curious.
It's quite easy.
Sorry,
actually.
Tony. Yes. Green songs. You didn't want to play anything by Green Day? Would that be a little too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would have been a little bit deep. So I went with Van Morrison's It's Not Easy Being Green, which is also a great Kermit the Frog hit.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they'll be playing that just on a loop at the Green Tie Ball. We're hanging out with Tony Abruscato, who wants to tell us about the Green Tie Ball. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Darlis. And I went to this event last year, and it was as spectacular, yes, as you all told me it would be. Like with sampling booths, with food from all over the Chicagoland area. There were different layers and different floors, and there were people painted in all gold and dancing and places you can go and just have conversation. Tell us, first of all, why you have this extraordinary event every year.
Well, you know, we are one of the top galas in the city of Chicago, and we really created the opportunity of where it's not a sit-down dinner,
mm-hmm.
that you get to go, and there's 30 different restaurants that are doing sampling stations and different things.
Good.
And the nice thing about it raises all of the money that you see out on the expressway. So the gardens on the expressway with the big oak leaf, everyone's, oh, yeah, the leaf, we know leaf.
Sure.
And so... but all of that money for those gardens to build them and to maintain them and do everything with them is raised privately through Chicago Gateway Green. And so it's not funded by the state and it's not funded by the city. And so we have our corporate partners, but these events, the Green Tie Ball, and we just finished up our Gaming for Green event, which was our Texas poker tournament, but Green Tie Ball goes to help green the city of Chicago and all the expressways.
Well, I was going to ask you, so is it pretty much from one end of the highway system to the other as much as you can? Because I saw a guy on a Ryder lawnmower today on the side of the Kennedy. I'm like, that is not an easy job for that.
No.
It was a pretty steep incline, too.
You know, it is. We actually, a couple weeks ago, somebody actually toppled over because the...
Yes! That's what I was worried about.
That's exactly what happened.
Tony.
Yeah, and so when it was wet and we had all that rain.
Yes.
The embankment was soft, and he came over on the mower.
Is he okay?
But yeah,
okay,
he's doing okay. But we do all of the expressways. We do the Kennedy, the Dan Ryan, the Stevenson, the Eisenhower, and so we really get out there and clean these up. And so we're out there. We also use Safe Haven, mm-hmm. which is a nonprofit organization in the city of Chicago that takes returning citizens and teaches them skills. They have culinary programs and hospitality programs as well as a landscape program, and so we use them to help us on the highways along with Brightview Landscape, and so we're nonprofit helping another nonprofit putting people to work.
The highways have never looked so good too, and I love the stats that you sent. Well, this part was a little disturbing. Gateway Green has removed 1.35 million pounds of litter, but they've planted 4,000 trees, 80,000 shrubs, and 130,000 perennials.
Yes.
That's why it looks so good.
That looks amazing.
And we're going to, this year you're going to see, we're planting more plants. We've signed up some plant growers. Bailey's Nursery that does the Endless Summer Hydrangea, and they have Easy Elegant Roses. And so now they're sending us roses and things. And so you'll see probably 8 sites on the expressway get a major overhaul this year. And we're going to continue to do that because, you know, they take a beating out there. There's all the salt and the heat. And
oh, gosh,
yeah,
yes.
And there's no water out there.
No. Yeah, and the thing about maintaining that and improving that visual when you're driving down the highway is it's also a sense of pride about your community, too. You know, when you no matter where you are in Chicago, and also welcoming tourists. You want them to feel like,
yes.
Oh, I'm so glad that I came to the city. Even their highways are beautiful.
Right. And, you know, that's really how Gateway Green started. So Don DePorter
mm-hmm.
Worked for the Hyatt. And he was transferred back into Chicago, and he and his family, Grant DePorter, owns Harry Carey's, is his son. And they were coming back in, and they came out of O'Hare, and the expressways were mud and weeds and trash. And Don looked at it and said, this is the first impression that people get
yes.
of the city of Chicago.
Right.
This looks like hell. And so he got together and over the years came together and started creating these gardens and doing all those things for exactly what you said.
And how did the Green Tie Ball emerge as part of this desire to improve the highways?
Well, you know, it came about and said, look, we need to raise some more money. We need to do something fun and exciting. And so we've got to do something. And so Mayor Daley said, let's shake things up and let's close down the street. They closed down the street, and we got to find 2 young people that can really spearhead this and really make it a party.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the time, Neil Zucker and Lara Schiffman were the first co-chairs of the Green Tie Ball. Now, the interesting thing about it is 2 years ago, they came back to co-chair for the 25th annual Green Tie Ball.
How do they feel about that? Yeah, that'd be so much. I mean,
so
it's
exciting.
Grown.
It's so grown. And, you know, now they're 50s, you know, so they're not, but they came in and we had an amazing 25th anniversary party. And so it's a way that we decided we wanted to do something different, you know, forget the sit down dinner, forget all these things. We have red foo this year. And so,
I'm sorry, you have what?
Red foo. And so LMFAO.
LMFAO. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So the party rocking in the house tonight, the whole the party
nice.
Anthem of
yeah.
the summer a couple years ago. And so Red Foo's coming in as a DJ and is going to perform. And so it's going to be a blast. And then again, 30 different restaurants. And then on top of it all, Candace Jordan. Social light extraordinaire, and Nina Mariano, one of my favorites, and the two of them together are co-chairing, and the theme this year is green eggs and glam.
Oh, okay.
And so we're going to be
okay.
sexy seussical.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, that right I can work with. I think.
So,
I like it.
And so, you know, the two of them, I mean, one, they throw magnificent parties and they go to all these parties. So you know that the pressure is on, that they have to perform and deliver, and as well as our staff has to perform and deliver. So we're really excited about all the things that are happening.
It's
here
so
year.
Much fun, too. And I know we were talking a little bit before, well, both on and off the air about wearing green, and you said that's not necessarily the case. You don't have to wear green at the Green Tie Ball.
Yeah, I was saying my partner owns a hair salon, and he says all the time, the ladies come in and they're like, oh, I need to wear a green dress, I need to wear a green dress, and he's like, everybody's gonna wear a green dress.
Yeah.
Wear something different. So he, you know, a lot of his clients, he'll put in a black dress, but then some big emerald choker or some emerald earrings or something, you know,
beautiful
something
green
that
shoes, maybe,
green shoes,
you know?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And saying, so it doesn't have to be all about the green dress, but it you know, and it certainly can be. And so we had, you know, one of our co-chair, Jackie Farrow last year, had, you know, this beautiful, beautiful couture green dress on. It was amazing. But yeah, it's something out of the usual. And then for the guys, it's like, you know, I always wear, I find a green tie,
sure.
you know, or a green vest.
That's what I wore. I wore a green bow tie. That's what I
cool.
wore with a dress. I was trying to remember what I wore that was green. Yes. So you must, like, when do you start shopping for your green bow ties and your accoutrement?
You know what? It's year round.
Yes,
you know,
I'll bet.
Because I'm out there all the time, and it's got to be a different green tie. And then, you know, you're in the pictures, and being executive director, you're in a fair amount of pictures. So it's like, oh, I can't wear that tie again.
Right.
I can't wear that vest again. And
you're just competing with yourself now, Tony.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I, you know, I'm always wearing the flower, as you can.
I love the flower.
Do my little flower boutonniere. So find a little green boutonniere or something to go along with it. But yeah, it's fun. And I've worn like a bright green shirt mm-hmm. with a black tie, and so you can get a little creative. That's the other nice thing about the green tie. And
didn't Pete McMurray one year wear a green? Was it Pete McMurray who wore the green tuxedo? Like head to toe, he looked like the Joker.
I
want to say it was Pete.
I want to say that's true. And yeah. if not, we'll just
sounds
blame
about
yeah,
right.
We'll just blame him. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't mind.
Oh, my yes. Pete in that green tux. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
He's an eye catcher. We had our co-chair, our vice chair, Lee Golub, who actually is one of the folks that just mm-hmm. Bought the Tribune building and put you folks over here.
Yeah, thanks.
And these beautiful studios, though, I have to
yes.
say. But 1 year we did Alice in Wonderland, and Lee came dressed as the Mad Hatter.
That's a good idea.
Cool. Yeah.
Michael, you were at the Green Tie Ball last year. I'm trying to remember, what did you end up wearing?
So I wore a green tie, which made was not really
because we were matchy. Well, what you're saying is that we were matchy.
Yeah, I didn't wear a green bow tie though. I wore a green tie. And
my
date wore a flowing green dress, so she was kind of my green thing. But it's such a great
thing.
Time.
Well, I'm not sure you put that the
sure
right way.
She was.
Sorry, green thang.
Thang.
That's it.
That worked a little better. I was gonna say about Pete McMurray that that totally was him.
What?
It was either at the Green Tie Ball or just a regular Tuesday for him.
Right.
So
that's him exactly. We love you,
true.
Pete.
We love it. Every time Pete wears that tuxedo, he looks fabulous.
Well, let's see if Pete's wearing it this time. We are going to be joining the great event, the Green Tie Ball, this September 14th at Garrity. Where's the Garrity?
So it's 2500 South Hoyne. It's an amazing, newer event space. Tom Kehoe, who's an extraordinaire and event planner, owns this venue. And so we're going to be inside the Garrity. It's going to be amazing.
I'm curious because that last one was pretty spectacular.
Oh, yeah. Yes. This one, I'm telling you, this one's going to be good. And I have to mention, if we have time, I know Joe Ahern, when I go to lunch with him, I'm going to let him know. He took 3 minutes.
He felt bad that, he got into your time.
But, no, you're good. We have another segment with you.
Good. Then I'm going to hold on.
Don't rush yourself, my friend.
I wasn't sure.
No. Take a breath. Don't feel like it's all good. Everyone can go to gatewaygreen.org. I didn't mean to make you feel like you got shortchanged there.
I didn't even know until Joe said I'm so sorry.
No.
And I'm like, I didn't know.
No.
She's just making you feel bad.
Yeah.
We're not going to rush you. Our friends, gatewaygreen.org. And again, the Green Tie Ball is going to be on September 14th at the Garrity, which is at 2520 South Hoyne Avenue. And let's find out more about this glam green event when we come back on 720 WGN. It's a Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. We're talking about Michael Heidemann off the air. I probably should talk about Michael Heidemann on the air. Michael, have I mentioned how great you are as the producer and making sure that everything goes smoothly? I don't think I've thanked you enough on the air.
You know, not nearly enough.
I felt like we were just me and Tony Eberscott. I had it right earlier, didn't I?
You did.
I nailed it twice.
Oh, and then I dropped the ball from my mother. She was good until she didn't pronounce your name right.
You know,
I'm gonna hear it.
It's the food from Belo's. I was snacking on some food. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize to everyone involved. It's Tony Eberscott. He is telling us about the Green Tie Ball event, which is presented by Wintrust Bank, Friday, September 14th at the Garrity. And I know there were some other folks that you wanted to make sure you thanked or talked about. You have another event coming up in between now and then, don't you, too?
We do. And you know what? We were talking about ties and what should we wear and bow ties. And so August 28th is National Bow Tie Day.
I did not know that.
And so we are going to celebrate, you know, Green Tie Ball. We're going to celebrate National Bow Tie Day. And so on August 28th, you can go to the Tie Bar that's over 918 West Armitage in Chicago. And if you buy a green accessory, you'll get a free gift from the Underground. But a portion of holiday's sales will go back to support Chicago Gateway Green. And then we've got Sundas doing appetizers and we've got wine and other things, so it'll be just a fun little day over there. And you know, we always do something for the women, we always do something for the ladies with Green Tie Ball and everything, so we decided this year we're gonna hop on to National Bow Tie Day, which also doesn't mean that, you know, significant other, girl, you know, significant other, wife, girlfriend, whatever, come in and get a bow tie and do that. So it's kind of a fun little thing. And again, it's just another way that we can celebrate Green Tie Ball.
My son Griffin is starting to grow a collection of bow ties. He's a fan of Doctor Who and the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith. So one of the lines is, bow ties are cool.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, he's got quite the collection. And I believe he has a green one as well.
You know, I've been doing more and more bow ties. I love it. And people always comment it when you wear it because it's unusual, you know, and so you can do that. And they're like, oh, cool, you wore a bow tie. And it just makes you stand out a little bit. So it's fun.
Before you, I'll show you a picture of his graduation. He did bow ties are cool. So again, the National Bow Tie Day is what?
August 28th. Mm-hmm. And we'll be over at the Tie Bar on West Armitage.
appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah. Very well. And then you mentioned Sunday with the Green Tie Ball. There are over 30 restaurants that are going to be giving you samplings of their best food.
Yeah, and so I'm really excited this year. We've brought in Marquesa, which is, you know, newer, STK, Cafe Umbria, the Palm Restaurant, Sunda, Rivers Casino's coming out, and then Gina Giorgetti, Three Forks.
Too bad there's no big names. Wow.
Harry Carey's, Texas de Brazil, The Chop House, Bistronomic.
Like the best of the best.
Oh, yeah. And so the nice thing is you just wander around and you taste all you want. So again, you're not sitting down at a table. They made fun of me. We did a video, I think it was last year, and I'm like, you know, all these rubber chicken galas, you know. And I was like, there's no rubber chicken at Green Tie Ball. And so now my staff, you know, like once a week, they're all like, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go for lunch. And they're like, no rubber chicken, you know, Green Tie Ball. But we're really excited about bringing all of those restaurants together. And it's a great opportunity to try them. And, you know, the cool thing about it is they donate it all.
Really?
They donate their time.
What?
They donate the food. And
that's
so
great.
So they really, you know, they really step up for Gateway Green. And, you know, a lot of events do that now. You know, they bring in different restaurants and things. But we really invented it.
It was
one of our ideas. And one of the events that we had at Finkel Steel, we had 100 restaurants.
Really?
I mean, you could go, we had 3,600 people in 100 restaurants. And so it was just unbelievable. And now with, you know, the venues and different things now, the thing we're always telling everybody right now is that, you know, we used to get 3,600, 3,800 people. We're now in venues that have a maximum capacity of 1,000 people. So we sell out on tickets and people mm-hmm. are used to, oh, they, because you never sold out at right. Finkel Steel. You just
sure.
keep adding more people in. And so now we're going, hey, you got to go buy your tickets. We're selling out. We're selling out.
And before they do sell out, you want to go to gatewaygreen.org. And it's such a great idea to bring people from all over the city, the restaurants, the folks that come to this event, because you are kind of the great Gateway Green is a connective tissue with, along with the expressways, the gateways to the city. You know, it's sort of this common thread of keeping it beautiful, you know, representing our city.
Yeah. And again, you know, that there's that beauty aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And then all those trees and the shrubs and things, you know, they're fighting off that car exhaust, and so it's helping purify the air as we go along. And then there's statistics that show that people are less aggressive driving on
more flowers
highways.
more flowers oh, please yeah. more flowers, Tony.
Right?
Any more flowers?
It looks beautiful. It really does. Everything
oh well thank
so
you
nice.
So much. Yeah,
that's,
I know,
so it's, smart. It's, I hadn't even thought of the right. It makes sense if you're just kind of, you know, between you and our meditation expert we had on Monday, Daryl Jones, I think that if people could take a deep breath when you, every time you, you know what folks, every time you see a beautiful shrub or a flower on the expressway, take a deep breath.
And
take it in.
You know, and they can start counting them and see if our numbers are accurate.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Could you please let them know if their numbers are accurate? Let's see what it says here, that you've planted over more than 4,000 trees, 80,000 shrubs, and 130,000 perennials since 1986?
Yes.
And then the other thing is removing the litter. Do you happen to know if it's actually improved, because maybe people aren't throwing, they're not as tempted to throw garbage out because they don't see garbage already out there?
You know, unfortunately not.
Yeah. They still throw garbage.
Litter's been very big this year. Litter's
Isn't
been very
awful?
Big this year. And the other
what?
Thing is,
that's one of my biggest pet peeves. When I see people just throw stuff out the car window, I'm like, come on.
Oh, I was ready to start yelling the other day, but I don't call them vanity plates. I have a personalized license plate. And it draws right back to what I do
what?
For a living. So I didn't start yelling about the world being her ashtray.
You need a Gateway Green badge is what you need.
But
he's got a green license plate.
The other thing that's really big right now, and we're having a tough time fighting it, and that's where these dollars come into play and everything. But as people notice, the graffiti
yes.
is rampant. And we're out there almost every day cleaning graffiti, and then 2 days later they're respraying and doing everything. And so one of the things that we're trying to do, and we're going to start this campaign, we want to encourage people that when you see somebody doing graffiti on the expressway, that you call 911.
Call 911.
Yeah. And,
absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
We're spending a fortune. We're spending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state of Illinois and city of Chicago to remove graffiti. And it also, though it's not gang graffiti, the majority of it's not gang graffiti.
And it's not even isolated to just one community, because if you're taking the Metra all the way up to, you know, to Edison Park or to Park Ridge, you see it all along the highway there, too.
Every single underpass on the Eisenhower one weekend was tagged. And so the thing is, it's not gang graffiti. So that's good, because, you know, you want it to be a safe environment.
Of course.
And things like that. But then again, it just, people get nervous when they see graffiti. It kind of counteracts all the beautiful flowers in the gardens. And then also just the sheer cost
of
having to remove it mm-hmm. is great. So we're on that campaign. I heard a rumor, and we're going to check this out, that there is a city ordinance that if you're caught throwing litter out of your car, that they can impound your vehicle.
Whoa.
And so we're checking on that, and we're going to start a little campaign if that's true.
Impounding your car because they're not getting enough out of it. I've never seen anyone get fined for it. And I see people throw entire McDonald's bags out their
Isn't
window.
And so,
I've heard of people being pulled over for that, thankfully.
But it's one of those things, we'd rather people not do it than try to push enforcement.
Yeah.
But the idea is that...
Don't do it, people.
Yeah, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Stop it. Yeah. You with the window down, about to throw your cigarette. And the cigarettes, too. People don't understand the cumulatively how many cigarettes are out there and how dangerous that is.
Well, and you know, look, I always joke, I have a house in Michigan and I have an outdoor fireplace, and it takes forever to, you know, I'm putting lighter fluid and matches and dry wood, and you know, somebody in California throws a cigarette out the window and burns down half of the state. I mean, it is serious stuff. It's, you know, if it's dry out, it's really there. And again, then you've got, you know, the birds and the butterflies, and you've got all this trash out there, and it's just, it's not cool.
Well, help the folks from Gateway Green keep our city beautiful. Their Green Tie Ball event is on September 14th at the Garrity, as well as the bow tie event you've got on August 28th.
Right.
At Tie Bar?
Tie Bar on West Armitage.
Tie Bar. Everyone can go to gatewaygreen.org to find out how you can go to the event, to the Green Tie Ball, or you can donate, volunteer, do some work with them.
Do all that fun stuff, yeah.
Thank you so much. Anything, well, am I missing anything?
You know, the only thing, if people haven't been there before, there's an amazing auction. We have casino, Rivers Casino does all the charitable gaming, so we've got gaming going on, plus all the
dancing and
the
eating.
The dancing and the red fooing. And
the red fooing, he's sexy and he knows it.
Yeah, he's sexy and it. And Lee Golub, who I mentioned earlier, has got Dr. Bombay, and so we've got a really great music that happens all night long. And so,
and you get so many Chicago celebrities there too, by the way.
Oh yeah,
everybody's there.
Sports celebrities, television, radio personalities, and I know now it's on a Friday night this year.
Yes,
so,
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Well, we go to, you know, how late do you go tonight?
We go 7 to 11.
Oh, yeah. Midnight. So we'll see you about 11:15.
Oh, good. There you go. There,
Michael will be on it.
Mike's in it.
He'll be warming it up for you.
Yeah, there you go. All right. There you go. Thank you so much, Tony. We're going to take a photo before you go. We're going to take a quick break. And then the news on 720 WGN.